attention. It's crazy you're making me comfortable. Right now you're beating out the competition. But I'm the type that need a little more. Close rings, all of them mean nothing to me. I need more than what you're offering me. Yeah, all of that can go. It's you I want. It's deeper than material things. I need some relation, good conversation. Give me stimulation. What's your motivation? How you gonna add to me? Yeah, how you gonna add to me? How you gonna add to me? Show me what it is you feel for me. I'm just thinking you handle me. How you gonna add to me? Yeah, how you gonna add to me? Yeah. So what you gonna do? Now you got it and it's all on you.
It's all on you.
Well, you ain't gotta go so fast. Just give me something that's gonna last. Clothes, rings, all of that mean nothing to me. Give me more than what you're offering me. Yeah, all of that can go with you. I want it's deeper than material things. I need some relation, good conversation. Oh. Give me stimulation. What's your motivation? How you gonna add to me? Yeah,
how you gonna add to me?
Show me what it is you feel for me. I'm just thinking you handle me. How you gonna add to me? Yeah, how you gonna add to me? Yeah,
I can be good on my own.
Can you add to me?
But I don't wanna be alone.
Can you add to me?
But you gotta have it all together.
Can you add to me?
So we can be stronger together.
Can you add to me?
Tell me all your dreams and your goals.
Can you add to me?
Paying all my bills on my own.
Can you handle me?
Place. So when it gets hard, don't break. Show me you're a winner. I don't need a quitter. How you gonna add to me? How you gonna add to me? How you gonna add to me?
Relation, good conversation.
Good conversation.
Stimulation. What's your motivation?
I need to know.
How you gonna add to me? Yeah. How you gonna add to me? Yeah. Show me what it is you
give
feel
me more
for me.
Love.
I'm just thinking you handle me. How you gonna add to me?
How you gonna
add to me? Your motivation. How you gonna add to me?
Yeah.
How you gonna add to me?
Yeah.
Show me what it is you feel for me.
Me.
I'm just thinking can you handle me?
How you gonna
how
add
you
to
gonna
me?
Add to yeah. Me? How you gonna add to me?
Yeah.
Ooh.
How you gonna add to me?
What can you add to me? What can you add to me? What can you add to me? Ooh. Hey, yeah. How you gonna add can you me? Add to yeah. Me? How you gonna what add can you add?
All right. Ladies and gentlemen, this is the Soul Savages Show. What a day here. And we have right now your host, Q Lynn Green and EB. What a day, Q Lynn.
What's going on? And, y'all see, our producer is still drinking on the job.
Yep.
The Pinot Grigio is cracking and so, you know, he was like, you know what, we can wait 10 minutes into the show until they can wait until I finish my drink. And so that's what it is. It's Soul Savages Radio, me and EB. This show is about to be crazy, I can already tell. We already starting off to a good start with Will, giving us the great energy of him. I wish he could share his liquor with us. I just want to partake of him because it seems like, you know, he got the Pinot Grigio. He already told on himself last week, y'all. You know, of him, he said he has it underneath the engineer station, so he just cracks that open, and so I'm trying to get that energy he got going on, so we're going to have a good show.
I'm sure you will. I'm sure you will. Have fun. All right. Looking right. Forward to it. Oh, my goodness.
We have so much going on. We have a special guest host tonight. She's a YouTube blogger. She does so many things. She's in college. She's in graduate school. She has a YouTube channel called As Told By Her. It's pretty popular, popping on these internet streets. It is, and she's also family. We're cousins. So y'all give it up for Haley Robinson. We gotta get some special effect claps going on. We gotta get that. We're gonna get that in the budget soon. But yeah, welcome to the 7th Radio
Thank
Show.
You.
How are you doing?
I am good. I'm happy to be here. I was kind of nervous, but we're gonna see what happens.
Oh, this isn't anything like if you saw any of those syndicated shows that are like proper and, you know, very editorial and professional and just articulation to the highest degree, that's none of this show. Like,
okay.
We go from talking about why back ladies at the grocery store to, you know, a booty looking like he needs a kidney transplant. So,
oh my God.
That is that kind of show. So, we try to balance it out, but is that, I was going to ask you a few questions before we get into it, just so the listeners can get a feel of, but yeah, what made you want to start the As Told by Her brand?
Let's see. Well, I went natural like 5 years ago, and so it took me about 3 to actually start my channel. But what really started that was when I was an undergrad, it was so many black girls walking around whose hair was not done. And I'm all here for the natural hair care, you know, movement, but I need you to take care of your hair. And so I was like, okay. If I'm sitting here, you know, judging all these people, I need to bring a solution to the table. So that's why I started it. And then, like, here lately, I'm now up to, like, 5,300 subscribers, so now I'm actually getting a check. So that's, like, my side hustle these days while I'm in graduate school. So that's kind of how that got started.
Yeah, and it's going pretty popular. Is it the most of the tutorial videos, the hair tutorial videos that's getting them in, your viewers?
Yes. Mm-hmm. That's how I get most of them. And then, like, a lot of my students at school or other people I just go to school with. So it's been good.
Yeah, you tried to describe the graduate school breakdown. And when she told me what she was in school for, because she just came back from Georgia earlier this summer, and I thought she was, like, I thought it was something else. I don't know what it was for. She said it was an internship, and I thought, oh, you already did one at DC. You don't know? And she's like, no, that was for this. And I was like, you know what? This is how I know my college level would never be that great, or it was limited, because when she was describing it to me, I was like, I don't know what that is. So one more time for me in particular, explain to people what you're going to school for right now.
Oh, my gosh. You make this so much bigger than what it needs to be. Okay. I'm in a graduate program, and I am studying educational leadership studies. So basically what that means is, like, I study the whole system of higher education and, like, universities and colleges. And so basically, like, my career path is to be, like, a VP of something at the university level, basically.
See, do you know what that means, Evie? Because I'm still
yeah,
in the dark of what
that
means.
I got you. I know exactly what you're doing. And I applaud you for that. That is amazing, actually.
This is how I know my college education is never going to, like, exceed beyond that, because I didn't even know. I'm like, oh, you still go to school for that? I'm like, oh, I don't even know what graduate school is. I don't mind admitting that on radio. I have no idea. Like, that's why I, like, applaud people that go to school for, like, lengths of time, like doctors and lawyers and people that want to get further in education, because I would stop, like, right at bachelor's, like, yeah, I'm good. I don't know what any of the rest of this means. Like,
right.
Summa cum laude, I didn't know what that was.
Oh, my God.
Until I was,
I mean,
like, 21.
Cool. Yeah, it's cool, though.
I'm being honest. I don't know. I had no idea what it was.
Right.
Okay, so... Yeah, Evie, what you been up to since the last show?
Since the last show, I've had a busy week, man. I've been running around. New York is crazy in the summertime. It's always something going on. There's always some business I need to handle. So I've been running ragged. So now, this Friday, I am having a chance to sit, relax, and talk to you beautiful ladies.
Yes.
Oh, see, that's dope. Yeah, I know, right? See, what you call it? We're going to get to your website, EB for Prez, because you had some dope stuff you dropped for the past 2 weeks, and we're going to talk about that in Savvy News. We're going to get to the Savvy updates real quick. I'm pulling up some. I have some of these I've taken up on the emails, and some of them. I haven't went through all the comments on the website yet because there's just too many of them. But the ones through my email, somebody said that I need to be in timeout for the Ray J joke and talking about Bootsy, about saying I wish he wasn't, when he was talking about his son, like, y'all know the Instagram post, if y'all hadn't listened to that show, he was talking about, like, giving his son a prostitute or something like that for his birthday or something like that. I thought I was going to take it back because I thought he was sick, and I was like, oh, let me take it back. I was like, no, he needs to, like, not be with us if he's going to keep saying stuff like that, because you don't say stuff like that. But, yeah, they said I need to be in timeout for that joke, and saying that Ray J was the plug for Whitney, they said I need to be in timeout for that joke. Like common knowledge. Like, who didn't know that?
You're going to timeout for telling the truth now, I see.
Right, exactly. Like, everybody knows that. Like, I mean, I know some of y'all ain't up on Hollywood stuff like that, but that's like common knowledge. But we're going to move on from that. We got some more comments. Somebody corrected me. They said, or they when I was trying to figure out that song last week that The Dream wrote on, it was No Church in a While. That's what it was. Because I didn't even look it up because I was so focused on, when you talk about those songwriters, I didn't even look it up. But, yeah, it was that Jay-Z and Kanye song, No Church in a While. That's what he wrote on. He wrote on that one. And got a Grammy for. And it says, another email says, Q-Lane and EP are hilarious and a good fit together. And it says, and they asked us, do we rehearse? No, we don't rehearse at all.
We do like, not.
Like, I just legit just send him whatever topics. Usually I wait till the day before to just to make sure it's fresh, or whatever stuff I find out through the week, I'll wait then, because it might be some new stuff. Like, I just found some new stuff to talk about before we got on. And so I just send him the topics of what we're going to talk about, and then the songs. We pick our songs, and that's it. But with the topics, I don't discuss nothing. We don't discuss nothing. So whatever you hear, that's just naturally coming from my head, and I don't write anything down. So the only thing I talk about is the talking points. That's it. But we don't rehearse none of this. This is like live radio.
We just got good chemistry. That's it, y'all.
Yeah, that's what they said. They like our chemistry together and that we're funny together. I appreciate y'all for that. Y'all been sending a lot of good feedback with the show. Also, last week, amazing. Rich, the Temptations, Miracles, All Miracles. Everybody from Motown, you Rich Ford that was there during their heyday. Everything he didn't wrote. Chef Crawford, I forgot to mention him, producer and songwriter. He's like my all-time with Warren Campbell, too. I forgot to mention him. Chef Crawford is amazing. And then also Algebra Blissett. I thought I mentioned her last week. I'm not sure. But just in case, Algebra Blissett, she's crazy. She's a great songwriter. Marcia Ambrosia, great songwriter. Leanne LaHavis, great songwriter. Asbrun Spalding, great songwriter. Corinne Bay Raley. Yes. Corinne Bay Raley. Amazing.
All the years.
And then PJ Morton, the best. Right now, killing it. That Gumbo album is crazy. I do a look on my website, soulsadness.com, and look up that album review I did of Gumbo. It's a great album. Also, I forgot to mention Keith Sweat as a producer. I think he's written for some, I think he is producer and songwriter. Keith Sweat, I forgot to mention him too.
Yeah.
For Silk and all them back in the day. I think we mentioned Teddy Riley, didn't we, last week?
Of course.
Yeah. Yeah, that's all the ones I can remember now. That's not as bad as last week, because I forgot a lot of people last week. But, yeah, that was... And we're getting ready to go to Raggedy People News after this. But before we go to break, because Will... I know Will's listening in, waiting for me to go to break. But I'm going to ask this question on air. Right here live, this is documentation, this is audio evidence. I'm about to ask Haley a specific question.
Oh, gosh, okay.
Why do you not like Prince?
Oh, don't try to blast me out on the radio. Mm. Okay, first of all, because I don't like his music.
I'm not blasting, this is a question. Say it again.
We've had this conversation before, and so now you're trying to do it now. I don't like how it sounds. And
what?
His voice, it like screeches, and it's like really high pitched, and I just think it's really unnecessary. I'm just not a fan. You know this.
Lord. You're not a fan, and that's it. No. You don't like his voice, and you don't like. Listen, young, and he gave us fashion for decades.
No,
okay?
he said it's
unnecessary.
Musician, you know what I mean? You know what I mean? Instruments he plays.
Okay.
It don't matter. It's unnecessary. It's unnecessary. Haley said unnecessary.
And you know what it is? Because I told you we family, we're cousins. Oh yeah, to the people that's listening, I know y'all gonna ask the question. I'm gonna say it. Me and Haley are cousins. Her mother and my dad are first cousins. So basically, both of our grandmothers are sisters, and so basically, my dad and her mom are first cousins because that's her mom's mom and my dad's mom. So we're second cousins, I think. Are we second cousins?
Yeah, we're second cousins.
Yeah. Yeah, second cousins. So yeah, the family. And the reason why I didn't know of this, we were at a family party. It was I think it was like a surprise birthday party for our great uncle. Rest on to him, Uncle Junior, I believe. Uncle Junior's birthday party. And so the DJ was nice. He was playing everything. He was going from like, you know, I think it was like 2010 or something. And he was playing like, you know, doing a Stanky Leg. He was like mixing it up with like some good, like LaVert, you know, some Al Green, you know, playing the classics, you know what I mean, at weddings. And so it got to the press song. I think he was playing Kiss. And then Haley comes out of nowhere. I was sitting at the table with Haley, and she was like, ugh, why are they playing that? And I was like, I just looked over there. That's why I knew I was the fan. This is how I knew my Prince. I was heavy in the Prince army. Because when she said that, I was there like, what? What you mean? Why are they playing that? I'm like, Prince is everything. She's like, nah, he do this, and he wears this, saying all that. I was like, what? And this is only two occasions that I've like really, well, actually three. I think I stated this on Facebook. The first time was at, I think I was in New York. No, this was the second time in New York. The first time was with Haley. The second time it was in New York. It was like the next year, because I remember it was like around my birthday and I was in New York, and I think we were at a Morris Day show, and I was drunk. I ain't gonna lie. We were drunk. It was me and my friend Alan. Shout out to Alan. We were at a table with two of his friends, and we were sitting there talking, and then some reason we started talking about Michael Jackson and versus Prince. And I was like, oh, Prince is going to win all day because he, like, has all the elements to, like, be the suit. And he was like, no, Michael Jackson has all the hits. I'm like, Prince wrote for people. Like, that has to count. And then by the time, like, we got so heated, I was like, Prince plays a damn xylophone. Do you not play that? Do you not? I was yelling. We were, like, at the table. And Morris Day was performing, and all you hear is us yelling at the, I thought we were going to get kicked out because we was really screaming at each other because we was drunk. And I think we was at BB King's, and we just at the table just drinking and just hollering at each other. I'm like, do you know how to play a xylophone? Prince plays a xylophone. Do you know how to play one? No. So shut up. And we were just cussing each other out. And then we just hear, and then he messed it up because I was trying to enjoy Morris Day, and I'm too busy arguing with him. He's singing Fishnet, Black Panty Hole. He's playing that song. We sitting there hollering at each other. But, yeah, and the third time was when I knew I was a Prince fan whenever Little Mo, when she came for Prince at the Essence Festival, when she said that Prince pushed her out the way, his bodyguard, so she couldn't go to the bathroom or something like that, and she was talking trash. Right. And then Prince put that meme up there talking about your clothes didn't match. Like, yes, like, get her together. And then she tried to lie on some show saying that she had a bladder and all this stuff. I was like, nah, you was... Don't you ever in your life say Prince was off key. He ain't never been off key.
Oh, my.
Ever.
See?
And I can't go that hard. That's what I'm saying. I can't have Prince conversations. I can't lay out the Prince conversation. Prince to me is like fine China conversation. So I can't give casual Prince conversations to Haley. So guess what? I hope Will is ready. Because we got something special for you, Haley. I've been waiting this very great moment for this. We're going to hit you with that back-to-back Prince. So, Will, if you want to.
I'm good.
If you want to, Will, we can go to break right now and hit it with that Prince back-to-back on your one time. Ooh.
But I got to have a face all up in the place. Do you think I think you're a man of exquisite taste? I'm a man of exquisite taste. 100% tan, silky, coated, Egyptian lace. Nothing big.
Welcome back. This is the Soul Savage Show. Your host, Q Lynn Green and EB, and a special guest host, Q Lynn.
Q Lynn, where you at, man?
I think she's out getting some Pinot Grigio.
Now, Q Lynn is going
to
her Pinot Grigio.
That's what she's doing. Hey, you know, I have a guest in studio here in Southern California, and the question was, and I think the question was asked before I slipped out. Who's better, Michael Jackson or Prince? And also, my guest, well, Tracy, she's my assistant. She says, well, did, anybody mention that R. Kelly even wrote, some songs for Prince?
Yeah, he wrote for Michael Jackson.
He wrote for Michael Jackson's, what was it, You Are Not Alone?
You Are Not Alone.
Right. I'm sorry, Michael Jackson.
But yes. Michael Jackson, we were talking about Mike. I was talking about Prince writing for, like, he didn't riff for, like, everybody. Like, he didn't riff for, but like I was saying, I was about to say, I won't, this is specifically to Haley. I, like the Tony, the hilarious Tony Baker says, I want you to feel every piece of those Prince songs that was played. That was specifically dedicated to you, those two songs.
Well, I definitely suffered for the whole time I had to listen to it, but it's all right.
No.
Are you serious?
Not a door.
A door is like the perfect love song. Are you kidding me?
Not at all.
Prince said 100%
I want you to feel every piece of those Prince songs. Oh, my God. That was, you lucky you family, because I would have played, it would have been an all-hour Prince show. Every break would have been Prince. You lucky. We got, I think we got the next song coming up was written by Prince too. Vanity Six, that's his band. Vanity Six, so we got some more Prince hits coming to you. The next break, Vanity Six. But yeah, we don't get into these Raggedy People news. To people that's new listening in, Raggedy People news, I had to separate it from Savvy News because Savvy News is about something, you know, news that's credible and of quality, you know, worth repeating. Raggedy People news is just, you know, it's pretty self-explanatory when we get into it, so. The first one up on Raggedy People News, we're going to go straight to it and name Amy Schumer. She was in the news recently this week, pretty much asking for more. She's, I don't know why Netflix did this, but apparently she was paid $11 million for her last comedy special that was on there. And she went back to negotiations with Netflix and said she wants to get paid as much as Chris Rock and Dave Chappelle. Mm-hmm. Now, if you're familiar with Amy Schumer, like I know Amy Schumer, when I found out she got paid $11 million, I was like, is she going to give $1 million apiece to the people she stole jokes from? Because that was the first thing that came to my mind. Because
wow.
anybody giving her more than that much money for her tired jokes is terrible. But the fact, let me read this. She actually came back and did the PR cleanup. I have the article here. It says a comedian Amy Schumer has cleared up a pay dispute she had with Netflix after a story about equal pay claimed she demanded more money based on the salaries of two specific male peers. Amy Schumer couldn't have been hired as a personality when she said a deal. Yeah, right. It says, but when Chris Rock and Dave Chappelle made headlines for commanding eye-popping deals for $20 million, It says Schumer's team went back to Netflix and finally asked for more money. It says it went on to say she was better compensated after raising the question of fairness relative to the Rock and Chappelle deals. It says she, and then she wrote an Instagram post and said she's like half naked with like a hot dog. It's super random. I don't know where she's at. Looks like she's on a
Tour
Bus
Dance. I didn't understand that either.
Mm-hmm. It says on the Instagram post, it says, thanks for chiming in, what you feel I deserve to be paid. And I guess it's supposed to be some kind of joke. It, again, she flatlines with jokes to me. And it says, later on in the article, it says, this is her talking. It says, I believe women deserve equal pay. However, I don't believe I deserve equal pay to Chris and Dave. They are legends and two of the greatest comics of all time. And it says, I would like to say that I've been selling out arenas these last couple years, something a female comic has never done. That's a big deal to me, especially because I know I do my best every night on stage for the audience and they have a good time. I didn't ask for the same as my friends. I did ask for more than the initial offer. I will continue to work my ass off and be the best performer I can be. The reports of me demanding or insisting on equal pay to them aren't a true. So, yeah, there's that. Y'all can chime in if you want to. I'm still getting my thoughts together.
You know what? I'm going to say this. I can never be mad at anyone for being about their paper, wanting more money. But he is mediocre, number one. Number two, Chris Rock has been working since 1984. Dave Chappelle has been working since somewhere around 1993, I believe. These men put in work. And as black men, they have to put in double, triple, quadruple the work that she, as a white woman, has to put in. And for her to say something no female comic has done before her, we all know that's a bunch of BS. That's a lie. I can name five who have consistently sold out arenas. This is the business that I'm in, so I know when a comic is coming to town or when an artist is coming to town. I know who's selling out tours and who's selling out arenas. So, I mean, you know what? Shout out to you, Amy, for wanting more money, and shout out to you for being a dummy.
Right. Go ahead, Haley.
Yeah. I was just going to say, I was shocked she was getting paid that much. $11 million, that's a lot of money. And so I was like, I've heard of her, but I don't remember anybody just saying, like, she was just so funny and all of this. So kind of like he said, I respect her for going back to, like, negotiate, but I'm just like, don't get ahead of yourself if you're really not that good. But I don't know.
First off, we gonna set some things straight right here. First off, Amy Schumer is a known joke thief. This isn't accusation. This is, like, the truth. Like, these are facts. Everybody in the comedy game knows she's a joke thief. Pretty much every comedian I run into, because that was my introduction into the entertainment industry, is working with comedians and stuff like that. So this has been known for some years now. And so much, whenever she did the Trainwreck movie, there was a lot of comedians saying she stole her jokes. And some of the fans actually put, like, compilation videos together of her stealing people's jokes. And pretty much all of her comedy specials, she has stolen, like, maybe 10 or 11, like, some, like, a not necessarily known comedians, but she's taken either her team or, and people try to say it's her writers that were taking it, but she knows that those aren't her jokes.
Right.
Like, And it's one thing to have a premise that's the same as the next comedian's, but when you take similar stuff like that, like, she'll take, like, a joke, and the funny thing is she takes the joke and makes it worse. Like, because when I saw the compilation video and heard the original, I'm like, she just, like, I don't know if she purposely made that joke bad, but it's horrible. And then they were saying she was taking jokes from Trainwreck and people's comedy specials. She was taking some jokes from there, and sketches she was in, she was taking jokes from. But yeah, she's a known joke thief, and she's terrible. So the fact that she's asking for this money when people know that she's a joke thief, and for people to try to say it's equal pay, trying to bring up this equal pay crap, that has nothing to do with this. She's terrible. Like, she's a horrible comedian. Like, her jokes are terrible, And then I don't even think, I feel like Netflix should have been like, if you ain't got 5 stars on your special, you can't ask for it. And I think she has a 1.5 star on her, on one of her specials. So if you ain't got a 5, if I was the owner at Netflix, I'm like, listen, lady, if you ain't got 5 stars on your thing, you don't need to be asking for this much.
Right.
Yeah, she ain't the first comedian female comedian to sell out, because I know Wanda Sykes sells out.
Wanda Sykes sells out.
I know she gets her own headline gigs. Yeah, she's awful.
Come on now.
She's terrible. Cho, yeah.
Kathy Griffin, Kennedy Center.
Right.
I mean, you come on.
Looking like a Cabbage Patch doll in the face.
Stop.
Get out of here.
She do though. She does. That's really funny. But I mean,
hello,
like,
regular
like,
looking ass.
Really big right now. Like our first lady has been doing it. She done got caught up. You know, so that's like the new thing to do. So more power to her.
Hella trash. And somebody else hella trash in the news is Charles Barkley. I saw a video of him talking about Charlottesville, and they were talking about the Robert E. Lee statue. And he come on talking about, you know, black people don't care about that. They if you ask every black person, they don't care about that statue. What we need to worry about is getting in the community and getting jobs. If you don't shut your lazy tongue ass up, Charles Barkley, I don't know why they sit up here and ask him questions on racial issues,
exactly.
Because this is the same man that said that he's not a role model. So why would you even entertain him with questions about the community? Mm-hmm. And he claims to be self-proclaimed, I'm not a role model. He's been saying that since the 90s. So I don't understand why people keep asking him questions.
Right. That's how I feel. Like, he's a mess. He's always been a mess. So I don't know why we keep talking to him about important issues. Because he also said this was, like, wasted energy. So I'm trying to figure out, like, what we should be thinking about according to him. Because I don't know.
Did you see that, E.B., when he was talking about that? It was
a video I saw. I did not. I have a block on my internet from anything related to Charles Barkley. So I totally missed it.
Yeah, pretty much. I know Kenny checked him one time when they were... they were on live, I think, I think he wrote a letter to him because he had said something foul, I don't know if it was during the playoffs or it was something during the halftime show. I mean, their halftime show, and he said something foul and Kenny Smith checked him, but that ain't enough. Is that, didn't he, tried it with that show he did with him trying to bridge the gap or something like that? I'm like, I didn't even watch that show, and I don't even think nobody watched that show, if we're being honest. Because, like, I'm trying to figure out what producers like, yes, Charles Barkley is the go-to guy with racial issues. Like, what?
If okay, I thought he had a question, because I tried to watch an episode of it, because he's a mess. I didn't know what he was going to say, but it really wasn't that good. So I did try it.
Of course it wasn't. It's Charles Barkley. Like, He wasn't even good enough to win an NBA ring. You really think I'm going to take life advice from him?
Burn.
Yeah, that was right, exactly. You didn't win a ring. You lost to the greatest, Michael Jordan. You could never beat him during his prime in the 90s. Phoenix Suns, you went to Phoenix Suns, Houston Rockets. You could never win a ring. Wherever you went, you were a subpar power forward. You weren't that good. So, and you hate on anybody that has any kind of inkling of talent, like Steph Curry. You love LeBron because people used to hate on him for not getting a ring. You will never get one. You will never experience that feeling. So I get it, Charles Barkley. But and your wife, and you married to a white woman, and she looks like you look like you would be married to a woman that looked like that. I'm just saying. And also somebody raggedy. Also, we're going to get Jason Thick Neck. Well, I should say no neck because he ain't got one. Jason, no neck, Whitlock. We're going to get him up out of here too. He recently been on the news talking. I mean, I don't watch his show. He's on Fox. I told y'all, I just started realizing who he was when Charlamagne called him out and gave him Donkey of the Day. That was my first time ever experiencing who this dude was. Jason Whitlock. He's been on a tangent on his show. He's on the show with, I forgot the guy's name that's the host of The Herd. And I'm pretty sure he's on there because he built like a herd because he's just fat and sloppy. I hate he's a right-wing provocateur. that's on Fox Sports News. He's on The Herd. And he's been on this whole tangent of talking about Colin Kaepernick. And then I just saw him on somebody's, I watched it on a video online, and he was on somebody's show talking about, oh, they're blowing this Colin, because it was a Cleveland Browns player. Shout out to him. I think his name is Devalve. I think that's what his name is. He's on the Cleveland Cavaliers. He was a white NFL player that took a knee during, I think, the national anthem. And I think it was 10 other players that took a knee with him, too. But they were like, oh, they're taking it out of proportion and all that stuff. You know what's taken out of proportion, Jason Whitlock? Your waistline is taken out of proportion. That's what he's taken out of. Your waistline, your body, the way your body shape, you know it's out of proportion? The 5,000 calories you take in every day. That's what's out of proportion. You know what? I'm so tired of this. I'm so tired of this sloppy, bad built man. I'm so tired of him. Like, I know he lays down to put his jeans on. I know it. Like, you don't need to be given, the only advice you need to be given is the 2-for-1 special at Wendy's. That's it. Like, anything related to food, you can give advice on. If you talk about Wendy's, Frosty, and what goes good with that, then we can hear from you. But when it comes to white supremacy and these NFL players trying to stand up for justice and right and the right thing and just speaking out on issues, we don't need you for that. We really absolutely don't need you for that. So what you need to do is get your bad built, your stank, because I know the back of your neck stank. Get your bad built ass somewhere and quit talking on TV. And for you to be sitting up here, you know, trying to get in good with them Caucasian people you work, they don't care nothing about you. You're going to get fired just like everybody else. Like, you one check away from getting fired. The only reason why they keep you around is because the ratings is somewhat good. Like, that's it. For you to be doing this, and you always talking bad about black people, I already lit him up one show whenever he's talking about Serena Williams and whenever he was talking about I think it was something else he was talking about. But, yeah, he was talking about Serena Williams saying that she was, like, manly built or whatever, that she has advantage because she's manly built. I'm like, you just mad because she's more in shape than you. You big, fat, slut. I can't stand this dude. Like, he looks like a janky promoter, like, that I see out, like, in clubs and at venues. Like, he dresses like one, too. He's just big, fat, and sloppy, and I just want to punch. I wish somebody would just haul off and punch him in his face because I can't stand this dude. I wish they thought. It's mostly people that be like retweeting what he'd be saying online, but I wish I quit doing that because he's getting too much play.
Right. Stop giving these people attention.
His big, thick neck. Right. And, ooh, I slapped him. And then it's people that I know in real life, they say he's trash in person, so they say he's terrible in real life too, so.
I believe it.
That gets into it. I think that's all the raggedy people news. We don't get to the savvy news. But yeah, I just want to get that off my chest.
Whoa.
About
we got
like, what?
More raggedy.
Who?
Usher Raymond.
What do you do now?
So basically, he came out with a statement basically saying, well, these people chose, well, in the case of this particular woman, chose to have sex with me unprotected. How they didn't get it from someone else.
Jesus Christ.
So basically, I mean,
you are doing an awful job as a
teenager. He really pulled that Scooby-Doo. I would have got away with it, too, if it wasn't for you meddling kids, you know.
Hilarious.
He is admitting that he done gave these women and this man or whoever gave these people that package of herpes. And he's like, well, they should have did their research.
What?
Oh, my. What?
Jesus, Usher, you really out here giving people the peekaboo out here. The peekaboo STD without them.
Mm-mm.
I say giving the peekaboo STD and not even caring either. And he looked like it, too. Everybody always thought Usher, this is why I always thought Usher was ugly, just personally. I never thought he was, like, attractive. Even when he was a kid, like, back in the day, I was like, he's, like, funny looking. And I'm glad I always was, like, I never fetishized over him at all, because I always thought he's unattractive, and this is why I get these inklings all the time. People that don't look right in the face, and Usher is one of those. I never thought he was cute, and I'm glad.
I think he's cute.
Like, he what?
I think he's cute.
Nah, he got that monkeyish look.
No, he doesn't.
Yeah, like a long nose, and it's like his tip of his nose bends down like that. I was analyzing his face too much. He wasn't cute to me. So yeah, this absolutely ain't cute behavior doing this, dude. That is an awful excuse. I don't know. I want to know who his PR team that wrote that up, because you can't be doing that. You can't. That's not a good excuse. That, especially not when you get in the courtroom, because the judge is gonna be like, all right, pay up now. You gonna be giving up more than $1 million. You gonna be giving up $10 million with all these people. Sucks for him.
Mhm.
Yeah, that's definitely ragged people news right there.
Yeah, that's ragged.
Okay, yeah, we finished it off. I'm glad I got that off by Jason Whitlock. I just saw that and I was like, that big. He built like a Samsung washing machine. Like, makes me sick. But to counter that, we're going to get this out the way. Shout out to Shannon Sharp out here doing the Lord's work on the airwaves and on the network every day. He called out, which I'm really, he's in savvy news for us, but calling out the NFL football coaches, Jason Garrett from Dallas Cowboys, Pete Carroll from Seattle Seahawks, and John Lynch. It don't really matter. I think, 49ers, that's where he coaches at. For calling them out and calling them all big, huge cowards. And I watched the whole clip. I wish I would have played the whole thing because he was preaching. He's preaching and he analyzed everything they said and called them all cowards. So shout out to him for out here putting in the work the way he's supposed to. Now, why they didn't have him on ESPN instead of on Fox Sports? I would have watched First Take if he was on there instead of Stephen A. Smith with his crooked hairline. I want to hear him talking yellow for people all show. Shannon Sharp is amazing. That is my uncle right there. He's the realest out here. But yeah, shout outs to him. I just wanted to do that shout real quick. Him. Oh yeah, rest on to Dick Gregory. Oh my God, that was awful.
Man.
And we were just talking about him last week, too, telling, like, I hope he pulled through. And
right.
Just,
we just talked about him last week. And
Jesus Christ.
That was it.
Man, that was my top favorite. He's an ancestor now. He's you know, not with us anymore. He's activist, civil rights activist, everything, nutritionist, comedic legend.
Yeah.
We're going to have it when we talk about, we're going to do a topic one day and talk about the best comedians of all time. And he's definitely going to be listed because
he's
always been my favorite.
On that list.
But yeah, rest on to the Dick Gregory. Also, I want to talk about, did y'all see Tiffany Haddish's, comedy special, that came out, on Friday on Showtime last Friday.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Did y'all see that?
I didn't see it, but I just saw the thing.
It's hilarious.
Really?
It's funny.
Okay.
I haven't seen it either.
Now, I'm going to tell the two jokes she said on there, because she's told them on late night talk shows. She's talking about when they were filming the Girls Trip movie, and they were in New Orleans, and when they had downtime, she said she went out to eat with Will and Jada, and Jada was asking her, what was she going to do the next day? And she's like, oh, I'm just going on a Groupon Swamp Tour thing or whatever.
Right.
And she was like, you going by yourself? And she's like, yeah. And she's like, okay, me and Will go with you. And she's like, nah, stop playing. Y'all ain't going to go. And she's like, yeah, we're going to go. And she said the next day that it was like 12 or something in the afternoon. And she said she was smoking a blunt or something like that. And she was, because she said she wanted to hear the alligators and the monkeys and stuff, the raccoons in the trees while she on the swamp tour. And she said Jada called her around like a little bit after 12. And she said, you still going, right? And she's like, yeah. And she's like, oh, well, she's like, come by the hotel or whatever, and we're going to go with you. And she's like, oh, shoot. She's like, now I got to sober up now. She's like, I was drinking water, doing jumping jacks to get sober to go over there. And then she was like, she's leaving at 1:30, so she got over there. And she said that when she got there, she said she thought she was going to get out on a valet and had a valet get in the car. And she was going to ride in their Suburban, and she was going to be doing it big time. And she said when she pulled up, she was getting ready to give the keys to the valet. And she said Will came out of nowhere and jumped in the back of her car. And she was like, what the fuck? And then she was like, Will was in the back. She was like, man, it's been years since I've been in a regular car. And then she said Jada got in the car. She was like, man, there's no tinted windows in here. She's like, I don't think it's safe. She's like, bitch, you from Baltimore. What are you talking about? And then she said she got there And she said, Jada, she was like, Jada, why are all these, Tiffany, why are all these people out here? And she was like, it's a Groupon. She's like, it's probably people that got Groupons or something. And she's like, Tiffany, what the is a Groupon? She didn't know what a Groupon was. And she was like, I was like, man, how much money you gotta have to know what a Groupon is? I was like, that's right. Hilarious. And then she said they got on there, and she said Will was like, all right, everybody calm down. He's like, I know everybody's excited and all that stuff. He's like, but if y'all let us be and just we can enjoy the trip, he's like, and if we feel like it, we can all take a picture afterwards. And he's like, is that all right? And everybody started screaming and started, And she was like, what the fuck, man? She's like, I've been trying to get people to laugh for years, and he ain't saying nothing funny that whole time. I thought that was funny. But then she did one joke about her ex-boyfriend and how he cheated on her, and she said she boo-booed in some Jordans to get revenge on him.
Right.
I thought that story was funny. She's so, like, hood, and it's funny. Like, it's like her humor is, like, specific to, like, hood humor, and I think it's funny because she reminds me of people that I know, and it's hilarious. And she just, that's, like, authentically her, and it's just funny. You gotta watch the special. It's hilarious. But, yeah, shout-outs to her. She's out here winning. She had the girls' trip, the broke box office numbers, 100 million last week, mm-hmm. and now she just premiered her first comedy special. That's dope.
Her time.
Y'all said y'all didn't see it. Y'all gotta check it out. It's funny. And then also, I think the Def Comedy Jam, I just read that earlier. It's the 25th anniversary. I didn't even know that. I thought it was older than that. I thought it was
older than I, actually.
But yeah, it says they're doing a Netflix special. They're supposed to have comedians on like Dave Chappelle, Dale Gibbons, Mike Epps, Tiffany Haddish, Kevin Hart, Ted the Entertainer. I think it's more than that that is on there. But yeah, they're celebrating the 25th anniversary, and I think they're supposed to be bringing back Def Comedy Jam 2 on HBO. But I'm not sure. But I know for sure this is supposed to premiere on Netflix in the fall. So that's
right.
A good book. Def Comedy Jam is like a real, for all those comedians back then during the 90s, because that was the only time my dad would let me watch like comedy. He would like let me watch Comic View, like, because it used to come on at 10 o'clock on BT, and he let me watch HBO too, even with, and they used to like say everything on there. So I remember all that stuff. I remember Cheryl Underwood.
Ooh, that was fun.
Yeah, that was funny. Chris Tucker when he was on there, Mark Lawrence. I don't remember Mike Epps. Mike Epps was like later on, like when it was like late 90s.
Right,
I'm thinking the early 90s. Like Mike Epps and them came on later, a little bit later. But yeah, Bernie Mac, I remember him. I think Apion Crockett too. I remember Apion Crockett on there one episode. Jamie Foxx. Yeah, it was a bunch of them back then. That was like black comedy gold back then. That was just a great era, because that's when everybody like started branching off and doing movies and stuff, like Chris Tucker, Mark Lawrence, who else? Steve Harvey, I think he had, what was that show called? This is, I'm telling my age right here. What was that show? He did, Meet the Boys. What was it? What was that show called? I remember that show,
man.
But it was on ABC. It was on, because I remember he used to come home with hanging with Mr. Cooper.
Yeah,
it was me. Oh, Me and the Boys. That's the name of the show.
Me and the Boys.
And it had, I forgot the actor's name on there. He was on everything in the 90s. I forgot his name because he was in Set It Off. I forgot his name. The one that played his oldest son. Oh, yeah, Cedric the Entertainer. I remember him on there too, but yeah, that was a good look. But yeah, you got any more savvy news? That was it, because we can go to break if you don't have any more savvy news.
No, I don't have anything savvy right now, so we can take it to the break.
Yep. And topic of tonight is we're talking about the best 90s movies, top 10 best 90s movies. So, Will, if you're ready, you go to the break. Hey.
All right, welcome back. This is the Soul Savage Show with your host, Q Lynn Green and EB.
That's the what you know about that music right there. You don't know about that Vanity Six right there, Prince's band, by the way, he put together and assembled the number one song. And what's crazy about that song, he actually knocked that song off the charts whenever he came out with 1999. That's crazy. Just a little Prince facts. Prince facts for you, Haley.
Thank you.
That was on the Beverly Hills Cop soundtrack too.
Oh yeah, when
it came out. So I think it came a double hit. I think this is why it was a big hit. It was in Beverly Hills, Eddie Murphy's movie. Haley, you listen here. I don't appreciate
this
tone.
Wait, Haley, you don't like.
I don't appreciate this tone.
Wait, what'd you say?
Oh, he asked if you don't like the song, Vanity Six song, Nasty Girl.
Oh, yeah, that was okay.
Okay.
I'm sorry.
Okay.
That was the best
That was okay. On this show.
Wow.
I tell all the time she's my top five cousin. Sometimes I wonder if she's watching me be in the top five. Because she doesn't like Prince, and that should be like disqualification. But she's so
dope.
That's
not even
important. I look past it. It is important. What are you talking about?
It's really not.
You get my Prince. See, I gotta calm it down because you make my Prince Purple Army stand-up come out, and I gotta bring it down because we're gonna get to the topic of the night. We're gonna ignore the disrespect. You're gonna put some reverence on Prince names. I'm just gonna say that. You're gonna put some respect.
Wait for
reverence.
That's all I gotta say. It's
on Prince name. You're gonna put some respect on his name.
Mm-hmm.
I'm just saying.
But I'm ready for these movies.
Hilarious. I should have picked the Prince movie. What was it? Graffiti? I should have said that's mine in my
Bridge.
Top 10. Graffiti Bridge, the Prince movie. We should put that in the 90s, but it ain't in my list. I'm just playing. The topic of the night is the top 10 best 90s movies. And I kind of mixed up. I didn't want to just do black movies because I hate that word, black movies. And I always say it all the time, black movies, because there's a lot of great movies in the 90s. It was a lot, too, when I was looking them up. But I was like, this list is more my preference, like the ones that were the best to me that, like, if it came out right now, like, I'm stopping everything and watch it, the whole thing.
Mm-hmm.
Like,
right.
So, who wants to go first?
I can go, but mine are all black.
That's all right.
Okay, so that's cool. Because I feel like they make the best movies, but I'm biased, so I'll go.
Right.
You want all 10?
Yeah.
Okay, so number one is The Wood. Number two is Soul Food. Number three is The Best Man. Four is Life. Five is Love Jones. Six is Waiting to Exhale. Seven is Sister Act. Eight is Friday. Nine is House Party. And 10, I don't really know. I just put Blue Streak on there because I think it's funny.
That came out in the 90s?
Yeah, it did.
Like the late 90s, yeah.
Mm-hmm. I thought it came out in 2000. See, that's why I know I'm getting old, because some things when I look back on, I thought it was the 2000s when it really was the 90s. I'm like, wow, like, I can't believe my memory is that strong where I could think back. But yeah, Blue Streak is a good movie.
Mm-hmm.
I love how you got that on there. Like, Soul Food, The Way to Excel.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I remember the sound, like, and we got to do a separate topic, too, talking about the music soundtracks, because, man,
right. That...
Some of the music, especially for Wayne Takes Hell, lit. The whole music soundtrack was lit. And that was back in the day when they used to give you them deals so like you could buy like 10, get 10 albums for a penny or whatever. And they said, my auntie used to get all them. She used to have all the movie soundtracks. Oh my God. And that was back when, y'all got it good now. These kids now, they got the DVDs and stuff that come out. We had to wait for VHS release. Like that was, actually advertised on TV, VHSs, and they was running for $25. No joke.
Yeah.
And I think some of my aunties still got the Waiting to Exhale VHS tape and all that
stuff.
Oh,
my mama still got it.
and Blockbuster, when Blockbuster was out, what? And you used to go to there, And the movie was never, they would tell you to rewind the movie all the way back, but nobody ever did, because we would sit there and wait. Yeah. And we put the movie in, had to wait to rewind it, and it'd be, you know, used to watch the tape a lot whenever the little string, the little hazy, the tape would get a little hazy, and then it'd start like fading out. That's how much we used to watch it. And then
we
used to get,
had a rewinder.
Yeah.
Scene next to the VCR that you put the tape in just to rewind it quicker.
Exactly.
So you could watch it.
Oh my God. You know, this is the dead truth. I used to watch VHS before DVD, because I know DVDs came out like early 2000, but I for sure had a VHS tape. I used to watch record stuff on VHS tapes till like 2005. Like, no lie.
Damn.
I'm not lying. It
was
like,
say, where
2006.
Did you find a VCR?
Right.
But now I think some of them, they make them with the DVR, the DVDs. Like, they have it like a VHS / DVD. I need to buy one of those, because I still got VHS tapes. For real. Because you remember, like, when Living Single, like, on Thursday nights, like, they have, like, with Empire Now, special, like, Thursday nights was Pop Top TV back in the 90s. I think it was, Martin that came on first, and then Living Single, and then New York Undercover. I can't remember if it was Living Single or Martin that came on. I think it was Martin that came on first, and then Living Single.
I think it was Martin.
But I would record it and I would fall asleep recording it, because it was like, it would run late at night. And so New York Undercover, I always fell asleep on. But I used to sit and record pausing it during the commercials. But like, that was the art. And then if you it was just like a cassette tape. Like, if you messed up on it, and I remember one time I recorded a Martin episode and I had skipped over it. It was the Meatloaf and Waffles episode. I recorded that one, and I think it was MC Hammer and Sultry Funk that came on BT, and I recorded over that. My aunt was pissed. She was like, because it was like right when the episode came on, it was like, it was the lottery episode. Yeah, that was the one. I think it was the lottery episode, because it played the lottery episode in the Meatloaf and Waffles one. I recorded over it with the MC Hammer Sultry Funk video, and she was pissed. But yeah. I'm just really, like, saying a bunch of old stuff. Like, if it was somebody, like, listening at 17, they, like, we're speaking German right now. They have no idea what we're talking about, but.
Not at
yeah,
all.
Your list is legit. That is a great
Thank
list.
Thank you. I tried.
What's yours, EB?
All right, so, number one, which is possibly the greatest movie of all time.
Oh, Lord.
Love Jones, Nia Long, Lorenzo.
Yeah.
Love
really?
Listen.
I don't think it's that great, but it is good.
some of these 90s movies I just think, like, I was watching these when they came out, but Love Jones, I think I was too young to watch, because I think it had like one sex scene in it, and I think I couldn't watch it or something, and I never watched it.
It was a good sex scene, too. Yeah, Love Jones was...
Yeah, because I just saw it, like, not too long ago. Like I want to say I was in college, but I think it was a little bit further than that. I think it was like 2011 when I finally watched it.
I didn't know black people could fall in love before that movie. So, you know, it changed my life.
Stop.
Oh,
really?
Yeah.
It changed my life.
What else? What else you got on there?
All right, so House Party.
Okay. Oh, yeah. Yep.
The Five Heartbeats. I mean.
Yeah.
I was going to put that on mine, but I struggled.
Listen, Five Heartbeats. One of the greatest of all time. Juice, another.
Oh, that's my movie right there. I didn't put it in my list, but yeah, absolutely.
Now look.
Great movie.
Now, this next movie, don't judge me. Who's the Man? Dr. Dre, Ed Lover.
Really?
That's one of my favorite movies. That is one.
That was a good movie, though, but I haven't seen it since it came out. Like, that was a good movie, though.
Everybody.
I remember that.
Anybody in hip-hop was in that movie, and it was
Yeah, they had hella
amazing.
Cameos in that movie. You took it back with that one. I haven't seen that movie in a long time. Yep.
Let me see. Boomerang. Got it.
Oh,
my
God.
I knew you were going to put it on there. I knew you. That is my movie.
You gotta have Boomerang. I got
that. That is my movie.
As well. Was the Best Man is it. Another one, The Inkwell. Lorenz Tate, Jada Pinkett, original face. Not new Jada Pinkett, the original face. You got to take it back.
See, I got a great joke, a Lorenz Tate joke. You know Robert Griffin, the quarterback that used to play, I don't know if he still played for Washington Redskins, but he got the braid that Lorenz Tate got.
From the
he got the same braid.
Right.
Yep, they got the same braid.
Last movie, Eden by You. Love it.
Really?
Yeah.
Now see, I watched that, but it was scared me as a child. Like, it was too much voodoo stuff going on. I was like, oh, shit, this is scary as hell. With Diane Carroll playing that voodoo lady, I was
that movie had
Diane It was incestual and stuff. I'm like, this is weird.
Yeah, it had a lot going on.
Yeah, it was good, though. It was a good movie, though, but... I think now I can appreciate it. Back then, I was like, hell no. Not with that lady. What was she saying to that one actor? What did she say when she told her, she was saying that she was whenever they were, Lynn Whitfield's character. And I forgot the other lady's name.
Oh,
but they were
Debbie Morgan.
What did she call her whenever she was leaving, when she told her to leave? And she was like, you're a whore or something. It was like, I forgot what she said to her. And she was like saying she was a, I don't remember, it was so long ago, but yeah. Oh, that's one thing I was going to say. Y'all quote, pick some quotes from those movies. Because we got to legitimize it. Pick quotes. Mm-hmm. Like, go through the list and tell the quotes from those movies.
Oh, good.
You go first. You go first.
Me?
Yeah, you.
Oh, shoot. I don't know you right now.
Miss, I don't like Prince.
Oh. Okay.
Hilarious.
All right, I'm gonna knock it out. All right, Love Jones. The romance is about the possibility of the thing. House Party. Rag and Breath.
I'm talking about Bilal.
Bilal.
Martin Lawrence's character.
Hey, yo, the Five Heartbeats, though.
Oh, mad quotes. Mad quotes.
Remember when they was in church?
Oh, yeah.
Duck went to church.
Take your time.
And Eddie and Baby Doll. Baby Doll sang the hell out of that song. I want everybody to know Baby Doll was the star of that movie.
Nah, when Eddie was gone off that coke, and then they were getting ready to replace him with the dude, and he was like, you trying to be me. You can't do it. That's the best one. You ain't got it. And then when Red was like, that's the best line, 9 to 5. My hours are from 9 to 5. He was like, I don't give a fuck about your hours. And then he's like, oh, I'm going over. And he's like, what'd you say? Well, now I said my hours are from 9 to 5. What's my hours? 9 to 5. 9 to 5. Nigga was punking out. And then what else was it? When Eddie was gone, I think he was doing crack at that point, and came back, he was like, dang. He was like, I'm back, y'all. He's like, I know the steps and everything. He's like, nights like this, I wish when he drops, will fall.
He's
going in. That's the best part.
And I fell in love.
We forgot to mention The Temptations. They came out in 92, but it was a TV movie.
I can't remember.
It came out on NBC.
Yeah,
I remember
the only reason
it was a part 4.
It was a TV movie.
It was
right.
On NBC. I remember when it premiered. That's how old I am. I watched it when it came on TV. It was a part 4. The best line from that movie is from David Ruffin, a.k.a. Leon, when he said, ain't nobody coming to see you, Otis. That is the best line in that movie. That is the best realest line. It's the realest line, cause Otis, he never did nothing, but he was like, oh my nigga, you ain't got no kind of lead parts in this, how are you the leader of this group? And you ain't got no lead parts. Like, no. That don't need to happen. What else on the list? I forgot what was on there. I got caught up talking about the Five Temptations. Which one?
Juice. Remember when,
I think it had some,
Phil was like, I like to do the oochie coochie.
Oh, yeah, oochie coochie.
In the movie.
That's hilarious.
People don't like Have Plenty. I love Have Plenty.
Oh, my God, that's on my worst list. We were going to get to that.
I know. I already knew
what?
That. I knew it was going to be that. I knew you was going to have this movie in your worst list.
What?
I love this movie. movie so much.
Oh my God. What else you got on there? I know you ain't got no quotes from that movie.
I don't have anything from Half Plenty. I mean, I could.
But oh my God. I can't believe that's in your top.
It is. It is. Boomerang. Jesus. It's like quotables for
days. Boomerang is quotable from beginning to end. I'm trying to think
shout
of
out to Tisha Campbell. Shout out to Tisha Campbell. I wish I could quote that, but she was the angry neighbor.
She was like, oh, she was asking the man for some coffee or something like that. He's like, I'd rather, not if Jesus was pouring it. And she's like, fuck it, you motherfuckers don't know what they got until they don't.
Right.
She's like, jump your ass off the cliff then. Or something like that, she said, whenever he turned her down. I'm trying to think of something else. Oh, yeah, when John Witherspoon was at the dinner table, he's like, my son told me you, some old girl at the office got you pussy with him and he spit out his drink. And he's like, you got to flip it. You got to put it in reverse. He's like, you don't get pussy. What? You whip that pussy. Bang, 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 bang. And then I think my favorite part in that movie is when Halle Berry's character was trying to cheer him up and they went to that school. And then it was like that little brother
the
hotel.
Little girl.
Oh, yeah. And he was like, you little lively thing, ain't you? And then he was sitting there, like, making the faces. And then she's like, this is my house. This is the fish.
Right.
And this is the fishbowl. And he's like, well, why didn't you put the fish in the fishbowl? And she was like, because I didn't want him there. He's like, but that don't make any sense. And then Holly was like, she's like, that's the good thing about art. You can all, it's all about, it's abstract art. So he's looking from the mind. And he's like, well, thank you, Miss Tanya, for your interpretation. I thought that was so funny. Because he's sitting there making fun of her. That's my movie, though. That's my favorite movie.
Yeah,
oh, yeah. Eartha Kitt. Martha. I don't have any panties on. That was so funny.
That was so bad. That part was so
bad.
But Strong Jay. No, Strong Jay. We can't forget about the legend.
Strong Jay.
Our legend, Grace Jones, killed it.
My brother's gay. He's gay.
He's gay. You don't want this? No, what was it when they was at the meeting and he was like, I want something to essence of sex. And he was like, this is a fragrance. And she took her panties off and was like wiping in the sciences. Maybe she's like, this is the essence of sex. And then Eddie was like making fun of her, and he was like, what did she say? He was like, I forgot what word she said, and she slapped him with the folders, and he was like, oh, I don't understand what you're saying. Damn, what was that word she said? I'm trying to think of it, but yeah,
oh,
and that.
After Beth.
He was like, oh, I thought you said bath. He's like, no, this is B-A-T-H. That was B-A-R-T-H. Beth. After Beth. He was like, oh, I just wanted to fix it. And she was like, don't you make fun of me? And she's like, boop, and slapped him with the thing. That was funny. But yeah, oh, the perverted guy. That was the funny dude. That perverted guy that was making them perverted commercials.
He was hilarious.
She was like, brilliant. Oh, yeah. The Sanjay, when she had that perfume coming out of her vagina like she's giving birth.
That was brilliant.
And Eartha Kitt was like, this is ridiculous. He almost got fired for putting that on there. That was hilarious. But yeah, that was funny. That's my favorite movie, too. I didn't put it in my list, but that's my all-time. I watched that all day. What other quotes you got?
I can't really think of one from The Best Man right now.
Mm-hmm.
I know one when
Terrence, I can't think of none of the characters' names, but Terrence Howard, when they were playing cards, and he was talking about merch, and I forgot that character's name, but he was like, man, your woman got you on check or whatever. And he was like, bite it. He was like, bite it, Spivey, bite it. And he was like, grow it, Merchy. That was funny. That was hilarious when he said that. I don't know, it was funny. I'm trying to think of some more. The Best Man. I can't think of any more. But oh yeah, my list, I feel like is pretty legit. Now some of these are just my personal favorite that I'll watch when it comes on. Malcolm X, for one, that was a great life changing movie. The Wood, these ain't in any order, I'm just saying them. The Wood, Friday, Money Talks, Thin Line Between Love and Hate.
Yo,
yeah, that's a good one. That's
the
a
one.
Good one.
That's the one.
Bad Boys.
Yeah.
White Man Can't Jump.
Yeah.
That's my top five. A Low Down Dirty Shame.
Yeah.
My movie. The Great White Hype. The Negotiator. And I got some extras like Mo Money and Higher Learning, because when those come on, I watch those. The Best Man.
Man.
And Dead Presidents. Those are my movies.
Man.
And the quotes, the Wood, I'm trying to think of one. He was like, whenever he got drunk and threw up in his car, he's like, my friend, he's driving his own. He's like, God, oh, my car. He's like, do you want to marry Lisa? And he was like, man, I don't know. He's like, see, this nigga crazy. Because he had threw up in his car and he was still trying to act like he didn't want to get married. Oh, when they were doing the flashbacks of Slim, and he was like, they were talking about the Tic Tacs. That was funny. And he was like, see, you need to get Tic Tacs instead of gum because you can suck, never chew. Or something like
yeah.
that with gum. It was something like that. I forgot.
Yeah.
But yeah, that was funny. Malcolm X, I'm trying to think of one. Oh yeah. We didn't land on Plymouth Rock. Plymouth Rock landed on us. That's the only one I can think of with that one. Friday. Oh my God. I could quote that movie all day.
Yeah.
Oh my God. Don't get me started on that movie, especially when he started talking about, he was like, what was it? Bernie Mac pulled up and he was like, how you doing, brother? He was like, Brother Craig? And he was like, where's Brother Jones? He's like, where's Sister Jones? And he was like, she at work. And he was like, so is Brother Jones. They both at work. And then Smokey was like, where your ass needs
to be
nipple. he was like, what you got there? He was like, from when we called in Sinner's Baptist Church, we called it Sin. He's like, well, around here, between Normandin and Weston, we call this here a little 20-20-20.
Wow,
nigga. And then he was like, let me get some for my cat. He's like, you didn't put in on this, man. And then he's like, look, he's bending over. He's like, Kalal, have mercy. He's like, the Lord is my shepherd. He know what I want.
Hey,
Miss Parker. He's like, and then Craig was like, look, Hector almost hit his nasty ass. I know that whole movie by heart. That was my favorite movie of all time.
Oh, my God.
And then Smokey, when Yvette Wilson rest on the herd whenever Lisa hooked him up, or what was her character name? Nia Long's character, what was her name in that movie?
I forgot.
But when she hooked Smokey up with her and said, and she was on the phone with her saying she looked like Janet Jackson, he like, control. And they said that laughing. And then whenever she finally met him, and he was like, and she was like, what's up? And he was like, not a damn thing. And she got out of the car. And then he was like, she was like, so what's up? He's like, man, I'm about to just go to my mama's house and chill. And I forgot what she said. She was like, oh, I want to go there. He's like, nah. She don't like people come over the house like that. And she was like, and then she put a wig on. She was like, oh, he was like, God damn. And when she pulled that camera, that part was hilarious. And then, he was like, oh, her name was Debbie. Was her name Debbie in that movie? Nia Long? And he was like, Debbie, get your ass out here. He was like, how you look real that fat, bald-headed ass girl? And she was like, she is not fat. She's big boned. She was like, she walled out outside. Talking about she looked like Janet Jackson. And she was like, ooh, no, she didn't. Bitch, got out the car and looked more like Freddie Jackson. I was dying. That was my favorite movie. I know that whole movie by heart. Don't get me started. Money Talks. I'm trying to think of one. I can't. Oh, I like it when he was in the cell with FaZe on Love when he first got arrested, and he's sitting there telling, he's like, yeah, man, I punched the guy in the eye. And then FaZe on kept putting his hand on him. He kept slapping it away.
Right.
And then he's like, man, look. And then he took his shirt off, and he's like, and then they grabbed me. And he's like, they grabbed you? And he's like, yeah. He's like, did they grab you like this? And then he put his whole arms around him. He's like, they grabbed you like this. Like, man, you get the fucking that was my favorite part. That was funny. And then he started doing Michael Jackson in the car. He's like, Dilute. That's my favorite movie of all time with Charlie Sheen. That movie's hilarious. With Chris Tucker made that movie funny. That whole movie is hilarious. And then Thin Line Between Love and Hate.
Oh, man.
That's one. Oh, yeah. With FaZe on Love, this is like the most like insignificant scene, but it's funny. With FaZe on Love when he was selling on his shirts out of the back of his van, and they was in the alley, and then he was like, this go for like, he's like, man, this look good. He's like, they got to show your cuts and stuff like that. He's like, how much does this go for? He's like, man, it's about like $100 or something like that. He's like, motherfucker, we in an alley. It smell like piss and oil. I'm dying. That is my favorite thing, because he's like, it's just how you said it. He's like, man, motherfucker, we in an alley. It smell like piss and oil. He's like, all right, we run it for $45. He's like, all right, now you talking right or something like that. But yeah, that's my favorite scene. And then Bad Boys, I'm trying to think. Oh, when he was in the car. Yeah, Mike Lowry. And then the intro when they were driving, and he's like, how was this car? He's like, you ain't got no cup holder? He's like, nah, I don't have one. He's like, what the fuck? He's like, how you had no cup holder? He's like, this expensive ass car, you ain't got no cup holder? He's like, this like an expensive dick with wheels. And he's like, I guess we the balls dragging this motherfucker along. And then he dropped his fries in there, and he stopped the car. He's like, get it. And he was like, man, I can't get my shit down there. He's like, my hand looks like this. And he's like, my hand is all fucked up because I can't get in there. And he's like, no, you go get that fry. I was dying. He's like, this ain't no goddamn Denny's. I was cracking up. That was like, and then I tried to think of some more. When they got that girl, and she was telling them, when they were looking through all the mugshots, and he was like, you want some of this? And she was like, nah, I don't really eat bologna because they put this. It's like, they got like pig hooves and stuff like that. He got sick, like, listening to it. That was funny. But yeah, White Man Can't Jump. Oh my God. It got the best quotes. White Man Can't Jump got the best quotes out of all of them. Because from the beginning.
I don't remember any quotes from that movie.
I love that movie so much because it reminds me of, like, my uncles when they used to play basketball back in the day, because they used to argue just like that in that movie. And I'm like, yo, this is, like, real-life, like, adaptation, because this is my uncles, like, all day. Like, they argue on the basketball court, like, all day. And I think the beginning scenes, because you know the plot line, didn't you? Of, like, William Harrison's character?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Whenever when he played them at first, like he couldn't play ball when they were picking him up. And then I think I love Kadeem Harrison and the rest of the players. They would like talk about each other's mama. He's like, your mama's so short, she can braid her hair with rice or something like that. And he's like, your mama's so teeth so yellow, she can bite a whole loaf of bread. And I was fucking dying. And then he was like, they was arguing. And then Wesley Snipes' character was like, man, he's like, fuck you, your mama's an astronaut. And he's like, and then it was like another player, instigating. He's like, yo, he talking about your mama, man. He talking about your mama. And then he ran up on top five. He's like, don't talk about my mama, man. He's like, my mama ain't no astronaut. He's like, say it. My mama ain't no astronaut. He's like, man. And Wesley Snipes, he's like, me calling your mama astronaut is just saying that you all fucked up in the head. And he's like, keep my mama out of this and I keep myself out of your mama. And he's like, oh. And he's like, all right. He's like, I ain't gonna talk about your mama. He's like, she's out. He's like, keep my mama out of this. And he's like, she's out. He's like, what time you want me to bring the bitch back? I was dying. That was the best. And they were just talking trash. And then William Harrison's character, he played Billy Hall. And it was like one scene, Dwayne Martin, they was at the basketball tournament trying to win $5,000. And the best two players they were going to play against they knew they were going to meet them in the finals. And so it was like some big, tall, like real dark-skinned guy, and then Dwayne Martin. And he was like, hey. He's like, potato head. Yeah, I'm talking to you. That's the white boy, William Harrison. He was like, man, you got a big Z in your fro. He was like, what are you, like the Black Zorro? And then was like, man, come on. And he was like, look. And then Dwayne Martin started putting up bricks. And he was like, oh, brick. He was like, you know what we're going to do? We're going to take all of these bricks. And we're going to build a homeless shelter. We're going to take all these bricks and build a homeless shelter so your mama can have somewhere to live. And he's like, oh, wow. Fuck you, motherfucker. I was dying. That movie is so funny. They got so many quotes in it. I love Wesley Snipes. Y'all know that's my birthday twin. So I love every movie he's in. What next? A Low Down Dirty Shame.
Oh.
That is my movie. That's my all-time favorite movie. Kenan Ivory Wayne, Jada Pinkett. Well, she was Jada Pinkett at that time. She wasn't Jada Pinkett Smith. She wasn't married.
Right.
Yet. She's Jada Pinkett. And then, oh, my God, that is my favorite movie. I love that movie so much. I know so many quotes from that. Don't get me started. Especially with Peaches. Oh, my God.
Peaches was like, star.
She was hilarious when she was...
And her roommate, Wayman.
Wayman, yes. I got the call. I'm trying to think of the one of the peaches when she was... Her first scene when they was when she was at work. And then she was like... They were watching some soap opera or whatever. And she was like, this is so sad. Because it was like a funeral. She was like, this is worse than when James died on Good Time. And then I think that was Kim Wayne she was talking to on the phone because it sounded like a... She was like, yeah, girl, that was sad. And then it was a scene, they showed a scene of the girl, and she and the person that died, it was his wife, and then the dude, they panned to the girl and the dude, and she was like, I'm pregnant, and it's yours. And then Peach was like, what? She was like, you telecom and can't get enough bastard. I hope your prostate fall out. I was dying.
Right.
And then she was like, you need to get off this phone. You and Mickey Moon need to get on the county checks and stop calling me every day while I'm on my break. And she's like, I ain't on no county checks. It's WIC. I was dying. And she was hilarious. And then when Wayman, and she was like, he was like, I know your roommate said I could stay with you then. And he was like, nah, I don't mind. He was like, who the hell are you? And she was like, this is, I waited, this is my room you dropped in last night. And she was like, Peaches. And she was like, what? Oh. She was like, Wayman, this is Shane, this is Wayman. And she was like, why didn't you tell me your roommate was a man? And she was like, cause you never asked. And she was like, well, what was all this girlfriend stuff you talk about? She was like, Shane, please, girlfriend is an expression. And he was like, well, excuse me, girlfriend, I'm gonna go take a hot shower and pretend I didn't wake up in a crying game. And then when they go to the breakfast scene, and they start talking about, she was like, if you seen James, they would talk about the newspaper and saying these were like fake stories or whatever. And she was like, well, you know how you don't like dogs, right? He was like, correction. He's like, I don't like dogs. I'm not scared. Big difference. She's like, well, anyway, she's like, if you sing James Brown songs, dogs will not attack. And he was like, well, he tried that shit at the whatever. And he was like, you see how that worked out? And she was like, whatever. And he was like, what he cooking in there? It smelled good. And he was like, sausages. Want one? And he
want
was
one.
Like, nah. And he was like, He's like, no, I don't. He's like, huh, Moby for us. That's my favorite part. And then he was like, and then Peter was like, yo, don't you miss it, Shane? Wayman show can't burn. He's like, well, he needs to keep his head away from the stove for peroxide. He's like, well, you didn't have no business. You didn't have no problem with last night when you was running your hands through a sharpshooter. And he's like, I ain't touch you. He was like, oh, don't get your boxes in a bunch because you was cruising in your sleep last night and started speeding. And he's like, all right, that's it. And he was like, and she was like, all right. She was like, can y'all handle yourself? She's like, I'm about to go to the post office. She's like, can y'all handle yourself while I'm gone? He was like, man, he's like, what'd he say? He was like, you keep little Richard away from me or something like that. I was dying. And he was like, oh, Peaches, you go to the store and give me a box of relax. And please say, Ma, because last time you got Supergirl.
Supergirl.
Right. And then whenever he was at his job looking for that girl and at Wayman's job, and he was like, Shane, he was like, yeah, I didn't know you worked here. He's like, yeah, I live here. And he was like, well, what about this? What was this? He's like, energy is mine. He was like, that's a hobby. Just pay the bills. And then he was like, man, I need you to go look for this girl for me. And he was like, I'm about to build a lunch and fish is not on menu. And then he was like, woohoo, Wayman. He was like, hey, Bernard. And he was like, who is this? And he was like, that's my friend Bernard. What you tipping? And he slapped him. He was like, homewrecker, she's with me. And he was like, he's just playing. I don't know why you did. He was like, you didn't say that last night when we was in the bed together, girl. And he was like, oh. And he was like, you know, you my stuff. Don't even try it. And he was like, stop. And he was like, what are you saying? He was like, he slapped him. He said you. What did he say? He just slapped him. He was like, Bernard. Yeah, Wayman. He was like, Bernard. And he slapped him. He's like, don't you ever call me again. And you, Mr. Coffee, he's like, if you like some steamed milk with your espresso, I'm your man. And he's like, Bernard, I'm sorry. He's like, wait, he's like, Shane, why'd you do that? He's like, if you go do this for me, he's like, I'll call him and tell him it's a joke. And then he's looking at, it was just funny. That whole scene is hilarious. Oh my gosh. I told you that's my favorite movie. That's why I'm quoting it like that. I just get caught up in it and start quoting it. But yeah. Oh, and when Jada Pinkett, when she was in the room with Sally Richards, when they finally got her, and she's supposed to be looking at her, and she was watching the Jefferson, and she was like, look at George, get down. That's right, she do that funky chicken.
She do that
and she
funky
was just,
chicken.
Right, and she was just ignoring her. And she's like, y'all got any, you got any food in here? And she's like, I suggest you look in the refrigerator. Like she was watching the TV. And she's like, it's cute, because Shane never even mentioned you to me. And then she turned the TV off. And she was like, and what you think? He was like, what you say? She was like, and what makes you think he's so in love with you? And she was like, you're so cute and protective even. You remind me of the little puppy we used to have. And he's like, it used to just shit and shit all the time. And then she's like, it was funny until the one day the bitch snapped. And then we had to put her down. And she was like, are you calling me a dog? She's like, you want a box? Is that what it is? She's like, because we can move this shit right here. And she's like, we can move it. We can get out the way. It ain't nothing but space or opportunity. She's like, do you want some of this? And she's like, I gotta take this. I can read. It'll be fine. Then get the fuck out. Oh, that whole scene is hilarious. And she's like, okay, I just told Shane she left. She left. She grown. She wants to go get something to eat. He's like, Shane's gonna kick my ass. And she's like, wait. And then that's when the detective came in and opened the door and got caught.
Yeah.
I told you, I know this whole movie by heart. That's my favorite movie. Load that dirty Shane. Okay, the next one, The Great White Hype. Now, you remember that movie with Damon Wayans?
I've never seen that.
I vaguely remember that movie. I vaguely remember it.
Damon Wayans, it had Jamie Foxx was in it, Samuel L. Jackson. He played a shady promoter, like a Don King. He was like Don King of that movie. I'm trying to think of some more characters. It's mostly actors, like when you see them, like they were all 90s actors. So if you've seen them, you'd be like, oh yeah, I know them. But yeah, that movie's hilarious. I think my favorite one was when, cause Jamie Foxx was like the manager to a boxer and they kept breaking everything. They would, like, he was mad because Samuel Jackson's character, he's the promoter, he kept ducking them and they were trying to get Damon Wayans a fight and they kept, ducking him. They were trying to get a bigger cause they weren't making no money by some of the fights. And so basically the premise of the movie was getting Damon Wayans' character, a big enough name to where he can make some money because he owed Damon Wayans some money because his box office numbers didn't do good. The other ones, and he was like, people don't want to pay money to see niggas beat up niggas. He's like, I need a heavyweight fight, and they were trying to find a white contender. That's why they call it the Great White Hype in the movie, because they basically hyped up a white boxer to fight him, and they knew he was going to beat him. They just needed somebody to promote it. Kind of like with this McGregor versus Mayweather fight, like hyping up this white boy kind of thing. It's kind of the same premise. But yeah, it was funny because the black dude was wanting the title shot and they said they was gonna give him one but they never did. They picked the white boxer instead of them and they were having a conference and they broke in on it. Jamie Foxx is the manager and he's like, man, that's how you ducking my man. He's like, you need to let him get a chance at the title shot, will you? And then and then at this time they broke up the white boxers. And he was like, and then the white boxer's trainer was like, he's like, get these monkeys out of here. And he's like, hey. And then Foxx was like, hey, man, I'll bust a cap in your ass. and then the trainer stood up and he was like a real, like a, I forgot what his accent was, but he was like, get your fat Pavarotti ass down. And Jamie Foxx chimed in, he's like, fuck you. I was dying. That movie's hilarious. Y'all gotta watch it. That's my favorite movie too. And the Jamie Foxx scenes was hilarious. But yeah, The Negotiator, that's a Samuel Jackson movie. I like the thrill of that movie. It's like a thriller and I loved how the story played out. It was basically Samuel Jackson was a cop and they were trying to frame him for killing his partner or whatever. And so the whole movie he like was holding people hostage or whatever throughout the movie. And he was holding people hostage to try to clear his name, and he wasn't trying to go to jail until he cleared his name. And so, basically, it was like dirty cops in the movie, and so he was trying to find them in the movie. It's a great movie. I gotta watch. That's my all time. And then the rest of them, like Mo Money. I love that movie with Damon Wayans and Marlon Wayans. That's one of my favorites too.
Lacey Dash was in that, right?
Yeah, when she used to be black. Yeah, Lacey Dash. But I know some quotes from there whenever, him and they were doing that when he finally got the job, Damon Wayans, and they doing that credit card scam at his job. He had took a credit card from his job, and they were trying to see if it worked or whatever. And the first store they did, they was like dressing up like they were gay, and he had like his shirt like tucked all the way up to show his belly button. And he was like, he's just like a little bee. He's just like, always in my ear. And then he was like, oh, I got to give you the card number. And he was like 445 or something like that. He's like D-I-C-K. Expires whenever. I was dying. That's my favorite movie. And then Higher Learning, that's a great one. That's like a real
good
one.
Man, I can't watch that movie. I just can't do it.
That's getting into the worst one. Oh, yeah, Dead President. I love it. I love them, but I hate the ending. Like, it's not necessarily, I like watching it, but it's like a horrible ending because he went to jail.
Right.
Like, they did all of that, like, fought in Vietnam War and stuff like that, and I think it did good, like highlighting like PTSD and all that stuff and like what they had to go through after they got back. But it was like a horrible plot line after that. Cause I think, what was it? Chris Tucker was in that movie, Lorenz Tate. And then, what was that actor's name? I'm trying to think of his name. That older black guy. Cause he had no leg in that movie. He's like a real powerful actor. I'm trying to think of his name. You know what I'm talking about? That older black actor. And Dead President. He's on that hit show now on OWN. Was it Leaf or something? What is
and
it?
He's missing a leg.
Yeah.
No, in the movie,
got, like,
right?
Yeah. In the movie, he's like missing a leg. I forgot that. Oh, Keith David. That's his name. Keith David. That's what I'm talking about.
Oh yeah, yeah. Okay.
And it was funny to me. I think the only line I can remember that is when they finally like robbed that it wasn't a bank, it was a the national security depository trucks
that keep
like money or whatever, and that was their whole plan, was to rob it or whatever, and they finally did, but they had lost somebody. And then Chris Tucker and I think his name is Bokeem Woodman, he was like real popular, he was in the movie with what was it, the one with Jada Pinkett. He was in that movie playing somebody's brother, the light-skinned dude that had the hairy chest with the meat, with the taco meat on his chest.
Right.
I forgot his name.
Mad Dog. What was the name of the movie, though?
Jason, I forgot. Oh, yeah, we could have named that, too. Yeah, he played Hakeem. He was in that movie, too, but he played a preacher. He was crazy in Dead President because he was, like, chopping. When they was in Vietnam War, he was, like, chopping, like, heads off and keeping them in his backpack. But then he turned into a pastor after that, or a preacher or something. And he helped them in the robbery, but he got scared whenever they was robbing him. And Chris Tucker's character, he was like, man, you ain't getting none of this. And they're sitting there arguing. And then Keith David said something funny. He's like, we sitting here with over $300,000 of unmarked cash. And he's like, I'm sitting here arguing with you niggas. He's like, you know what? He's like, y'all keep on arguing. We're going to be splitting this shit three ways instead of five. I was dying. He's like, because I'm going to cut me a motherfucker up in here if y'all go arguing. That's hilarious. But, yeah, I think that's all mine. And I was like, we try to get to the worst one. Because I already told you, I already named off the one when you said it was in your top 10.
Yeah, that hurt.
Half 20 is the worst movie ever, and you got it in your top. What the hell was Hill Harper's character name, and he was supposed to be like a gangster rapper? What the hell?
Mike, his real name was Michael, but no, it was like something about...
What the hell was that whack-ass song he had? It was like Strawberry 90, 20... 25 after that is the wackest line ever. What the hell? And she was really trying to go back to him in a movie. Like, and I've seen her before. It was like randomly at, like, I think Blue Notes or something. I think that's the name of the club in New York. She was like randomly in there, like listening to me. Yeah, she was like randomly in there listening. I'm like, oh, that's the girl from that whack-ass movie. But I couldn't remember her name. That's the whole thing. Yeah, that's the only thing I could reference her from. I was like, oh, that's old girl from... That's how I know all these celebrities, because I'll see them, like, back in the day, I used to, like, meet, like, random celebrities. I don't know their names, so I'll be like, oh, they from, so, that's old girl from, that's what I used to say, old girl from Have Plenty. But, yeah, she seemed nice, but, yeah, I was like, that movie is awful. And I heard that that plot line to that movie, she used to date D'Angelo. Did you know that?
I did, yeah.
And that whole thing with the singer or whatever, that was about D'Angelo, they said.
Yep.
That's crazy. And then what else? Don't Be a Menace. That long ass title of that movie,
oh,
I don't remember
man,
what
that
it
was
is.
Terrible.
That is an awful ass movie.
Terrible.
That movie is terrible. I think the only best line from that was when Chris Spencer, shout out to him. He's a great comedian. When he was saying my milk of magnesia or something queen. That's the only funny line from that movie. When he was like, oh, there go my queen right there, and then he showed that like busted looking white girl. like she was an extra from the Roseanne show or something like that. Like she was, and he was like, my milk of magnesia. that was the only funny part in that movie. I'll try to think of some more. Now these ain't really the worst movies, but I can't really watch it, so A Time to Kill. I hate that movie.
Oh man, I can't. That movie makes.
Talk about
point.
Something to get your frustration up. Rosewood.
Yeah. Oh, that's.
Oh man, Rosewood. Don't listen to people listening. Do not watch Rosewood because you gonna want to slap. You want to slap every Caucasian person you meet when you watch that
what
movie.
What is it
not
about?
Watch the movie. Oh man, it's a true story too. I believe it's basically a white woman. She was married. She was sleeping around her husband, and he like hit her or something like that, and was like dogging her out, and she got mad, and then she just cheated on her husband, and then she just went around telling the sheriffs and people stuff like that, like, oh, I just got raped by a black man, and that's the whole premise of the movie, and
right.
They just go around the cops, the sheriffs or whoever that's authority in that town, they just go around killing niggas, like they just go around like killing people.
That's
it's the most awful movie. And then what's her name? Esther Rowe. Oh my
Esther
God.
Esther Rowe, the goddess.
When ooh. They kill her off, I swear to God, yo, I was about. Ooh, I can't watch that movie, man. I can't watch that movie. When they kill Esther Rowe in that movie, oh, I was done. I was done. And then what's his name? The man, Don Cheadle. That was his mama in the movie. And he had to act like he was killed, so and they would like care. He was inside his like inside his mama's coffin, like trying to get through. Oh my God, I can't watch that movie. That shit had me hot watching that. I was in the third grade, ready to slap every white person or the fifth grade. I forgot how old I was when. I know I was in grade school, but that's when I started. I was like, oh man, I can't watch it. Cause my dad used to watch. He used to watch all those movies. And I would just sit there and watch. I'm like, oh my God, this is awful. What is this? But yeah, Rosewood, that definitely gets your blood pressure up. Don't watch that. Hanging with the Homeboys, that is the most awful movie of the 90s ever. Don't look it up and don't watch it because it's terrible. What?
Right.
Hang with the Homeboys.
Awesome. Yeah.
Me neither.
Right. Zebrahead. With your boy Michael Rappaport
man.
On it. Awful movie. That movie is terrible. It's
he's a
terrible.
Person, that's why.
I wouldn't say that. He's not that bad. He's not that bad.
I don't trust him.
He's not that. But yeah, that movie Zebrahead is terrible. He was in Higher Learning too. He played the skinhead in that movie. That's probably why you don't like him because he played all them characters, bad characters
played,
in the movie.
He played it too good. It's too good.
Y'all got any worst movies? What's your worst movies of the 90s?
Oh, I got one. Booty Call was awful. Like,
no,
I think that is
oh,
like,
it's funny, though.
Ever.
It's
no,
funny.
It's not. Like, it's so dumb. I can't.
Yeah, like, when he was, like, he was at the shrimp. He's like, man, he's like, yo, he put, like, 3-4 shrimp in there. He's like, look, it's a shrimp there. It's a shrimp there. And it's a shrimp there.
No.
And then when it was at the scene, him and Vivica Fox, and they were sitting there cussing each other out in Chinese, he's like, you cooked up all. And he's like, you stank hole. He's like, and then they was like, and then the Chinese white couple, he's like, and they was like, my mama. And then they was like, he's like, you are a horse mouth bitch ass motherfucker. And he's like, man, I'll stick my whole elbow sideways in your ass.
No, that
movie is hilarious. That is the best part of the movie, that restaurant scene. And he was like, you are a horse mouth bitch motherfucker. And then he was like, I would stick my elbow sideways in your ass. That movie's funny. That movie's funny. I'm trying to think of some more. Oh, what was it? Tales from the Hood.
Tales from the Hood is terrible.
Oh, man. Tales from the Hood was terrible. But you know what else was terrible?
What?
Woo. Jada Pinkett. Tommy Davis.
Oh, it wasn't that bad.
Woo was horrible.
I think that was Dave Chappelle's first movie, I think.
Was it? It was horrible.
But it had a funny moment in there, because when you said that, I just thought of Dave Chappelle and what was it, Paula J. Parker? What's her name? Is that her name? When she was dressed up like the chicken, and they was role playing. He's like, "I want you dressed up like chicken." And he had the chicklet that was telling him to eat it all. The fucking scene is hilarious. And she's sitting there acting like a chicken. And they role playing. And she was like, ba-ba. He was like, this is stupid. He's like, no, baby, you gotta pluck your arms like this. That really is funny. And he was like, well, I forgot, when his friends, they were at the club, and they were at a transgender club or something like that. I mean,
right.
Or gay club or something like that, and he didn't know that some of the women were men, and he was like kissing all of them, and they was like, dude, what is you doing?
That movie was terrible.
It had funny moments, though.
I've never seen
that,
but it sounds awesome.
You never saw Woo with Tommy mm-hmm. Davidson and Jada Pinkett on there? Well, she was Jada Pinkett at the time. I always keep saying that.
Right.
Jada Pinkett. That was the funniest scene, though, with Dave Chappelle, though, because he was like, "Buh!" He was like, cluck your arms like this, baby. He was like, you can make it sexy. yeah, Tales from the Hood is, like, the worst movie. I think mostly because one of my older, they used to, it was a scene in there with when the black dolls would like come to life and kill people, and it was like my sister and my cousin used to like chase me around the house with like black Barbie dolls trying to scare me, and they still bring that up during family gatherings. Like, you remember you used to be scared of black Barbie? Like, yes, tell everybody that. Now I'm telling everybody, they still do that. Like, that's why I can never like feel any way about myself, because they still bring that up. They're like, it's cool. Like, you remember you used to be scared of black Barbie dolls? Like, yes, you used to chase me with them. That's why I was scared. Because we watched Tales from the Hood. We wasn't supposed to be watching it. And we watched it, and the dolls came to life and was killing people. Like, that's why I was scared. Like, because we were watching a movie, and y'all would, like, wake me out of my sleep chasing me with them. Like that's how awful, you know, family is. They treat you like that. And they're like, you don't remember that? Like, that's something to laugh about. I'm still salty about that a little bit, 20-plus years later. But, yeah, tells her, oh, yeah, Clarence Williams. That was the scariest dude ever. Like, what? In the 90s, every movie he was in, I was scared. Like, what was it? Sugar Hill? That movie with, he was scary. But, even though he played an old drug addict, he was still scary in that.
He was still scary, yeah.
He was like, this is all I know. And I was like, oh, shit, he's scaring the shit out of me. Like, and he was, like, slobbering and stuff. And they were just, and he was like, and other side, he was like, what do you want from me? Huh? What do you want from me? He's sitting there slobbering and stuff while he's talking. I was like, oh shit, he's scaring me. Clarence Williams is like the scariest guy of the 90s in all 90s movies. He's the scariest dude ever. Oh my god, Clarence Williams is like, if you don't know what it is, just Google his name. You don't get scared. Just search his name in Google image, and as soon as it pop up, he's going to scare the shit out of you. Like, all the movies he's in the 90s, he scared me. But, yeah, I think that's all my worst. I didn't have that many. Like, I only had, like, about five. But, yeah. Y'all,
you know what? I'm
at this part,
one.
What?
Wait. Living Large. Remember Living Large?
Oh, yeah, I remember that movie.
Terrible.
I don't think I've seen that movie since it came out.
Yeah, T.C. Carson, terrible movie.
What was that one movie with Tommy Davidson and a dude that was on Cosby Show and Halle Berry? That movie was terrible,
Strictly
too.
Strictly Business, 1991.
Oh, that movie was awful. That's awful.
Yeah, terrible. It had the same plot as Boomerang, but it was a terrible movie. And
what's his name?
Joseph C. Phillips,
yeah. He was terrible in that movie. That movie was terrible.
I'm trying to, yeah. We didn't even name Spike Lee movies. Did y'all like any of Spike Lee movies?
I loved every Spike Lee movie, to be honest. I've never seen a Spike Lee movie I did not like, but they didn't make it on my list.
I wasn't really heavy into Spike Lee. Like, I think Malcolm X was the only one. But
yeah.
I'm trying to think. A Do the Right Thing, like, it was alright, but it ain't a movie I'll watch, like, over and over. Cause first off, Rosie Perez got on my nerves.
Mookie,
she was annoying in White Man Can't Jump too. Like, Billy, you're so fucking stupid. Like, shut up, girl. Like, why you always gotta put that extra accent on everything? Like, Billy, you're so fucking stupid.
Well, the funny thing is, that's really how she talks. It's terrible.
I think I've seen all Spike Lee movies either. Because I think like 3 years ago, I just seen, what's the one with Tisha Campbell Martin on it and Lawrence Fishburne. I just seen that movie on Netflix. School Days. And guess what? I saw Lawrence Fishburne's little winky on there. He had a little thing out on that one. I saw that. I'm glad I was older when I saw that. Whenever he was, when they was wet in the rain and he was butt naked and they was like getting ready to do a sex scene or whatever. And she was like wiping him down. I saw his thing bang on there. He had it whipped out on there too. I was like, oh shoot. That's like porn, because they usually don't show men's private parts on movies. And I saw him, though. I was like, oh, Shucky Ducky.
That's what I saw. Shucky Ducky. Quack, quack.
Yep. At this portion of the show, we usually do the What's Wrong With You game with guests. But I feel like I think the conclusion is going to be What's Wrong With You to Haley, because I don't think she knows any of these. I feel like she's going to pick the wrong answers. I think I'll do a couple. Okay. This is the What's Wrong With You game. You basically got to pick what I pick. I only going to do a couple because I feel like you're not going to answer some of these right. And I don't think you know some of these. Like, so I'm going to try to pick a couple. Okay. Brandon, okay. This is just, you pick the What's Wrong With You game. It's basically music catalog. I might switch it up sometimes, but it's an either or game. So this is about music catalog. So it's just people that got the best music or whatever. Brandy or Monica?
Monica.
Okay.
Stop.
So, you get a What's Wrong With You on that one. Yeah. What's Wrong With You? I'm trying to think of another one. Okay. Ashanti or... This is a tie because I'm trying to... I'm trying to figure somebody out in the 2000s, and I can't think of any.
Ashanti or Tweet?
Ooh, good one.
Tweet.
There we go. You're talking right. Nothing's wrong with you on that question. Nothing's wrong with you on that one. Okay. Okay, I'll throw this one out there. Aretha or Patty?
Oh, no. Okay. Strictly because I love the Patty sweet potato pies, I'm going to go with her.
There we go. You're talking right on this show. You're talking right.
Family conspiracy.
There ain't no family conspiracy.
No.
You're talking right. There you go. You're talking right. Nothing's wrong with you on that one. Okay, I'm trying to think of in this one I usually name off Prince or Rick James, but I feel like even though that one is a bonus, I'm still not going to give you any on that because I feel like you're still going to be hating just because it's Prince, so we're not going to throw that in there. Okay, I'm trying to think of one more. I think you might know this one. Okay, Brian McKnight or Babyface?
Let's see. Brian McKnight, I really like him. No, or that bad.
Oh, Haley, was that your answer?
Yes.
Are you serious? Brian McKnight or Babyface?
Yes.
Oh my God! What is going on the show? So something is wrong. I don't know. That was going to be the conclusion, but I feel like I got to throw one more out there for you to ponder win. Okay. Okay, this is the last one. This is the last one, and I feel like this is the deciding factor right here.
Oh, God.
Okay, this is the last question. Okay. Which one of these artists would you throw out in a street pass and run over and run it over back and forth?
I don't know.
Just throw it out the car. Okay.
Okay.
Keisha Cole or K. Michelle, whose album would you throw out faster and run over in the street?
Oh, this is easy for me, though. K. Michelle.
There you go. You're talking right. If you would have said both, you would have got bonus. But we either one.
But no, I like
you. You would have won. So
hard on her.
So I conclude that was the game winner right there. You talking right. I give you, okay, you get extra for the Patty right there. The Patty one, if you would have said Aretha on that one, you would have lost the game. But guess what? You talking right, so guess what? Nothing's wrong with you on the music side of the game. So I conclude she won the game.
Don't like Prince.
Let it go.
I know, right?
Let it go, right. Y'all.
What is, we gotta do some kind of like exorcism or something like that or something. We gotta tie you down and make you listen to Prince songs or something. Cause that's not, you gotta be saved listening to Prince. Like, you're not saved if you're not listening to Prince. Like, you gotta have aspirations to go to heaven if you don't want Prince in your life. Like, you missing out on blessings and all that. But yeah. This is a soul. We conclude the Soul Sadness Radio Show. It's a great show. Thank you, Haley, for coming on.
Thank you, Haley.
Guest host.
Thanks for having me.
Actually, somebody just texted and said, "No, you got somebody just." My friend just texted and said, well, "You need to get her out the family tree."
Yay!
She need to get you out the family tree for that. Oh, shoot. Oh, they probably gonna hit you up for that Prince stuff right there.
Oh, gosh.
I let it out the bag. Sorry, people. You. Listen to the Soul Savage Radio Show. We used to do a Savvy Heathen Talk at the end of the show. It's basically Savvy Heathen Talk and just saying whatever's on your mind. It could be good or bad, whatever it is. It's whatever on your mind you can say. Here, you go first.
Oh, okay. What is on my mind? Wait, let me go second. Let me think. I wasn't ready.
I'll go first.
Okay.
See, that's what happens when you don't like Prince. You're not ready.
It gotta be something bad, or is this good?
It could be either way. Whatever's on your mind. Just whatever you want to say to the people, just let it be known.
Okay. So I didn't watch Black Girls Rock, but I did see one of the highlights with Auntie next to me. She gives me life, as always.
I forgot to. Right.
Yes, if you come for her, she's coming for you. So
yes.
Everything I aspire to be when I'm in, like, my 70s, so.
Oh, that's perfect. If you come for me, I'm coming for you. We forgot, that's the main thing we forgot to talk about was Black Girls Rock, and I had the article up, too, and I forgot to talk about it. We didn't talk about it. That was a great show, though, just quickly. That was a really great show. Taraji P. Henson was the host. It was beautiful. They gave awards to Issa Rae, Solange. Like you said, Auntie Maxine getting these Republicans together through Congress,
right.
Killing it. And some more. I forgot the names. I had it written down, but I forgot. But, yeah, my savvy in the talk is Jason Whitlock needs a workout, a gunpoint workout partner. Like, he needs somebody at gunpoint when he's at the gym. That's my savvy heathen talk. Jason Whitlock needs at gunpoint. Workout trainer. Go ahead, EB.
Let me think. You know what? Y'all just be good to one another this week. Y'all love each other. Treat each other well. That's all I got.
It always ends up me being the heathen one. There's always the one giving good ones, and then I'm the one always acting wrong. At the end of the show.
That's
the truth, though. Jason Whitlock needs an at gunpoint gun trainer, workout partner. Like, somebody just stand up with him with a gun. Just like, nigga, give me five right now. Like, that's what he needs. like he, like that's how big he is. Like, is at the point in his life to where like he's like a large pizza away from like not being with us anymore. But yeah, you can find me at Qlyn Green on Twitter, Instagram, and Facebook. Also, Soul Savinus, the website page, soulsavinus.com on Facebook and Twitter. And we should have some new posts for you next week. EB for press. Man, we can talk about this today. We're going to get to that next week because you were dropping some gems on there. Yeah, where they can find you at, EB?
Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, EB for press, EB the number 4, PREZ. And also the website, ebforprez.com.
Haley, you can go.
Okay, you can find me at As Told By Her on YouTube and Instagram.
There you go, and it's popping. I got to check it. She's dropping. I remember I was watching one, and she was talking about Viola Davis, and she said something. What was it she was talking about on there? I was drunk watching it, and I was like, oh, shoot, I didn't say it all. I heard her wrong. She was saying something. What was you saying on there? I forgot.
I don't remember. I don't know.
It was something. I think you said something. I forgot. I'm trying to think. It was hilarious, though, because I was like, because I was drunk. I was like, man, what? I was like, oh, I heard that wrong. It was something. But, yeah, it was good. You check out her As Told By Her YouTube channel. It's pretty dope.
YouTube. It's hilarious, y'all. I learned how to do box braids today. Thank you, Haley.
Yes, thank you for supporting me.
I know I need to, you got one up there for Bantu knots? Because I got to get these youngins, these little kids head together. I'm like, you got to do something to do.
I'm trying to right. Take one little black girl at a time. I'm trying.
One little black girl at a time. That's right.
Thank you. Right. Thank you for tuning in Soul Savinus Radio. We got to get Haley back on and get her more. We're going to get her more to the heathenness of this show and play some more Prince songs for her, you know, get her in the spirit with that. And, yeah, thank y'all for tuning in. We'll be back next Friday, 5 to 7 Pacific time, 7 to 9 Central time, and also 8 to 10 Eastern time. So make sure y'all check back with us next week. We'll be back, me and EB. And, oh, yeah. Shout out to Will wherever he had to go. Tracy, shout out to Tracy that's on the boards right now.
Thank you.
Hi, everybody. And we get, but yeah, thank you and, thank you for tuning in. Soul Savinus Radio. Peace out.
Have a good night.